Parsley and his partner, celebrity photographer Adam Busca, are celebrating 5 years of their No Hate campaign. They're here to talk about what's new for their movement and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jeff and Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Great, thanks for having us.
Tell us how the No Hate campaign serves our LGBT community.
Well, the No Hate campaign started in direct response to the passage of Proposition 8, California, which banned marriage equality. So essentially, we took Jeff's image in our living room at the time, and we uploaded it online, and we wanted this to act as a way to speak out. We wanted to show people that our voices were being silenced, so we had our opportunity to make our statement be heard. So we got our friends together, fans, family, and different people to post this campaign, and then we saw people coming forth with stories with all kinds of different backgrounds, so we saw an opportunity to bring people together over something that was so negative.
What we really like about this campaign is that we're putting a face to the fight, whether it's gay, straight, we need all the allies we can get. And it's allowing people to directly get involved with activism. Prior to this, Adam and I weren't activists. So this photo sparked it within us. So if we can put a face to this fight for marriage equality, as well as get people involved all over the world, then I think that, you know, we'll have a lot more people doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, we've definitely seen the role of activism change in today's society. We see people using social media to connect with people all over the world. And while we have an opportunity to be a part of that conversation and tell our story about the LGBT community and relate to people all over the world and show that we're just humans, I think that we just need to make the most of that opportunity, and that's what we're trying to do.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
For us, really the most important thing is to build this sense of community within the places that we go and show people that, you know, not the only one in their area that believes in what they believe in or feels the way they feel. So when we can go to places, you know, in the middle of Indiana or Kentucky or, you know, down in Oklahoma, we did a photo shoot in Tulsa. We're bringing hundreds of young people, old people, all different kinds of people together and just kind of creating this sense of community to show everybody that we're all kind of in this together, and if you stick up for us, we're going to stick up for you.
Tell us about the special celebration taking place in L.A. on December 15th.
Well, every year, the No Hate campaign throws an anniversary party that is our way of celebrating what's been accomplished, as well as kind of letting everybody know what our plans are for next year. So being an all-inclusive kind of campaign like we are, it's important for us to make sure that it's an event that's open to all ages. Doesn't cost anything to get into. We just encourage everybody just to come and really just celebrate activism and just get involved.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
For me, this is Adam speaking. I got involved, or when me and Jeff got involved, we weren't really looking to be activists. We weren't really looking to start a campaign, but we had the opportunity to share our story. Growing up in this small town in Central Illinois, I didn't really have much media representation and much to look up to. And in the media, these days, we have the power to control what others see. And with social media, we have the power to control what's put out there. So being a photographer and having that ability, we want to raise awareness and to put a story, a face to the fight, and we wanted to increase the awareness around these issues by involving as many people as we can.
Jeff, do you have anything to add to that?
We weren't activists. We weren't even looking to be activists. It just kind of happened. It was an accident. You know, people started interpreting the message and sharing the message and speaking out, and I think that today our commitment is to making sure that anybody that feels like they want to speak out or they want to be involved, or my commitment is to sharing stories of LGBT and allies just to kind of make a connection within everybody. Because you'd be surprised how many people said, well, Prop 8 doesn't really affect me here in California, so either way it goes, it's fine, it doesn't really matter. But when they know that somebody that they love has another loved one that's affected, it's like the 6 degrees of separation. We have to connect everybody to show that we're all in this together and we're all really affected by stuff, even though maybe not directly.
What do you think about the advancement of marriage equality since the U.S. Supreme Court Prop 8 and DOMA rulings?
It's a great progress for this nation, but I think at the same time it's kind of a bittersweet thing, knowing how much further we have to go. In the past few years, we've had the opportunity to take the No Hate campaign internationally across the world, to parts of Africa, to Tel Aviv, and essentially we want to take it everywhere, but this has allowed us the opportunity to show us how much further we really need to go, and as a global community, how much more work needs to be done, not just for the LGBT community, but for women and for humans as an entirety.
And I think one thing that's extremely important to remember about DOMA is that it actually is the same thing that happened with Proposition 8. Families were being ripped apart because of these laws. People were being deported because they couldn't get married, and they have families, and their children are suffering, and, you know, there's just so much that DOMA really did directly help with. And in addition to, there's so much more that it really could have done. But that's just a reminder to us that, you know, we'll keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully, you know, step by step, we're up to 16 states now. I think that the momentum is there, and we're in the right direction. It's just a matter of time.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Learning about this is that it's not necessarily an increase of LGBT suicide or crimes against LGBT people, but it's increased awareness around these issues. So we're starting to take more notice of it. But as a No Hate campaign, we want to remind the youth that there are thousands and thousands of people all over the world that support them for who they are, and they need to be proud of who they are. And that's all what this comes down to.
It's really important for us to kind of build that sense of self-esteem within these people really across the world. And, you know, it really isn't just about the teens. There's adults taking their lives. It happens way too often, and the more we talk about it, which is what's happening now, the more people will be aware of what is causing it, and hopefully that will be something that we could slowly move away from.
Yeah, and a lot of people will ask us, how can we get involved if we can't take a photo? And it's important just to be out or to be an ally or to support your friends that are allies. That action can go a long way, or representing can go a long way.
How can people get information about the No Hate campaign and also where your next photo shoots will be taking place?
The No Hate campaign was born on social media. It lives on social media. It grows on social media. So, I mean, anywhere social media, website, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, No Hate campaign is on all of them. Because, like we said, it's important for us to reach as many people as possible, and we'll use any outlet that we can to do that. And we post all of our photo shoots, upcoming photo shoots, on our website, nohatecampaign.com, as well as there's always a Facebook event that you can RSVP to with all the information. You kind of get an idea of how many other people are coming and who you might see there and maybe some of your friends. But if you can't make it to a photo shoot, we've developed an iPhone app that people can download, and, you know, all they have to do is put on the white shirt, stand in front of a white wall. The app is actually integrated with their phone, so it will go through their camera. And they can overlay the No Hate and the tape on their face and upload it directly to the No Hate campaign website. You know, we want to take as many photos as we can, but we also know that the ones that we can't make it to or they can't make it to us, we still want them to be able to speak out, to be involved. So make it an easy way for everybody to get involved.
That's amazing. That's quite the development, isn't it? The app.
Right in the very beginning of this campaign, we were getting submissions from Australia, from Germany, Berlin. We actually got one from Brazil from an 8-year-old boy. We've gotten a lot of support from all over the world, and it really just goes to show that it's not about Proposition 8. It's not about the United States or California. This is a human issue that's happening all over the world, and to be quite frank, it's happening in a lot worse degrees in other places. So for us to be able to share that message and to get them involved and to provide them with an outlet to speak out, it's kind of humbling for us.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, right now we are putting together the 5-year anniversary party, which is going to be next month, December 15th at the Avalon in Hollywood. We're going to close out the rest of this year, and then we'll go into next year. We're actually already scheduling photo shoots for 2014, so I believe we're going to be in Texas, in Ohio in January. We're going to be in Australia in February to do Melbourne and Sydney. And then this December 1st, which is World AIDS Day, we're going to host an open photo shoot for anybody to come at our headquarters in Burbank, 2601 North San Fernando Boulevard, between 2 and 5. And really, anybody can show up and come in and do the photo and get involved and kind of, you know, meet some people and mingle and hang out and have some fun.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
The perception of our campaign, a lot of people believe that we're this large organization. And I think sometimes people don't understand that it's only 4 people running the campaign. And I think that's a big important part of our message, is that it doesn't take an army to create change. It doesn't take an army to make a difference. So I think it's important for people to know that behind this campaign, it's just me, Jeff, and 2 others, Bryce and Chris. And between all 4 of us, we all kind of wear many different hats to make this all possible. And we really couldn't do it without the community support. So it's important that people get involved and realize there's so much more that needs to be done, and we really couldn't do it without the community's help.
And we really couldn't do it without all of our volunteers that come and help us on every photo shoot. There's dozens and dozens of volunteers that come out every single time we host a photo shoot, no matter where we are. They're helping us, and they're coming in the office. They're giving us a hand. So it really is thanks to them also.
Yeah. Our campaign was started in response to the fact that Proposition 8 passed, but the fact that it's over just shows that change is possible and what we can do with strength in numbers and coming together over negative issues. So I think we should just use this as a learning example and share our stories, share this experience, and show people what's possible.
And take this message to other states to help them pass marriage equality as well.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
For me, it's not necessarily something that I think of to get me through difficult times. It's more as something that I more live by. My mom always taught me to treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's something that I try to live my life that way. I think that, you know, what you give out is what you get back. And for us to give out love and equality, I hope that I get that back today.